Hello, my audio boo friends. It is February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day to those of you who didn't hear my second edition of my February 10 entry. All right, so today is February 14th, but this is my February 12th edition. And the topic today is, do you have a dream job and are you doing it? All right, I wouldn't say I'm doing my dream job, but, you know, I really like the work that I do. I write. I'm a technical writer, and I do technical writing for two different organizations right now. One is based in Ontario, and they work with the government, and basically they help companies recuperate monies and funds spent on research and development. So my basic job is to summarize in a report format what the company has done in terms of research and development to prove that that they qualify for this for these grants and reimbursements. So that's one. The other one I'm doing is personally right now I'm finding the most satisfaction in at the moment, and that is I'm working on a knowledge base for a call center. It's for a retail sports store. And basically what I'm doing is I'm taking all the information about all their information technology infrastructure at all the stores, be it hardware, software, and making a knowledge base for the call center agents, the level one agents, to use to look up and reference when they get calls. If they're not sure of how to handle a call, they can... you can just read up on the knowledge base. So it's challenging in that I'm trying to make it as clear as possible and concise as possible, but also with enough detail to get them to resolve most of the issues they will encounter. Part and parcel with that, of course, is working with people and talking to subject matter experts, find out their cut and how they feel about what should be in the knowledge base, what shouldn't be in the knowledge base. And then my job is to interpret that and analyze the data and come up with articles that make sense in terms of having to read them in short order. So literally, they sometimes have 3 or 4 minutes at most to read up on a subject. Sometimes it's just a reference, so they're just looking it up. They might be familiar with the concept and know most of it, but they're just missing a few little details. So each wiki, because I'm using Wikimedia, or rather it's MediaWiki, and it's the engine that runs Wikipedia. And so when they get to an article, they have a table of contents, a short one up at the top, so they can really hone in on the section that they require. And what I love about MediaWiki is it builds that table of contents automatically according to the headings in your article. So quite easy to do, in fact. What's hard to do, of course, is making it concise and easy to read. It's not always possible. Sometimes it can get quite elaborate in the explanation. So oftentimes I accompany the explanatory text with graphics and pictures, lots of pictures, as many pictures as I can, sometimes even animated GIFs to help in visualizing a concept and how to do something, say load paper in a printer or maybe connecting something to a router, some such things like that. And I enjoyed this job. Now, would it be my dream job? No, I think my dream job will either be a radio announcer, which I, for many, many years, I wanted to be a radio announcer. I think my other dream job, which I did touch upon even here in this company where I'm working, they had me do a stint for a little while where I was monitoring an email that was coming in from the stores for problems, for resolving issues. And part of it also was what they called daily verification. So every day there was 4 or 5 systems that I had to go in and monitor and check and report and do a summary, short, you know, 1 or 2 word summary on, as to what was going on. Just sort of statuses, you know, all clear, all green, or whatever it may be. And I enjoyed that immensely. In fact, I remember going to a career counselor back in 2008, and when we were sort of hashing out what I wanted to do for my next career, quote unquote, I told her that I really enjoyed monitoring systems, monitoring situations in real time and reporting on those situations. Of course, she kind of looked at me and she goes, that's really odd because most people would find that, ultimately boring. But there's just something, hang on, I have a coughing fit coming up. I'll be right back. Okay. So as I was saying, most people would find that kind of work mundane, you know, kind of repetitive. And it's funny because I'm not usually one to like repetitive work. But I do like, you know, writing down things and documenting things. Obviously, I'm a technical writer. But also monitoring things and giving people status updates and feeling like I'm contributing to something. Probably this is the reason why I enjoy watching NASA TV. Now, NASA TV, many times, most of the time, in fact, when they're not showing unbelievably fantastic images in real time from the International Space Station, or they're talking about missions, or they're doing educational programming for kids, oftentimes they're showing mission control, especially for the International Space Station now, because there's no more shuttle launches. The shuttle isn't flying anymore. It's been retired, and we're still awaiting the next crop of spacefaring vehicles. But in the meantime, the International Space Station's up there, and there are people, there are thousands of people monitoring all the systems on that space station. And I love watching the broadcasts. Every day in the morning they have the ISS, what do they call it, the ISS update. And they basically, you know, you hear recorded conversations between the crew of the ISS and the mission control people. And sometimes it's as mundane as, the status updates on whether they got their emails, you know, because they fire things off in batches. It's not in real time because of the satellite costs and stuff. So they do everything in batches. And so, you know, they'll say, you know, in the morning they'll wake up and they'll say, yes, we, mission control, we got the emails, or we got that file you sent. Yes, we found the instructions on how to find this particular tool because they couldn't find it on the ISS. Somebody had stored it in some bin, B117-3C5 or something. And, you know, I don't know why. It just fascinates me. I would love to sit at a console for mission control or the Canadian Space Agency because they have the Canada arm up on the ISS. The Canadian Space Agency has a lot of work and monitoring of systems up there. So again, I'd love to do something like that. And yeah. So that's it. Am I doing my dream job? Sort of. You know, part of it is has some elements of what my dream job would be. I get to work with people. I do enjoy that. But really, in the end, as long as I'm working on a computer, any kind of computer, doesn't matter. I think that's you know, the end-all be-all of it is me and my love for these darn computers. And maybe that's just poetic justice on a Valentine's Day. Although I don't think my wife would want to hear that. Anyway, I love you, honey. Really, I do. Kidding aside, happy Valentine's Day to everyone, and yeah, thanks for listening to me rambling on about my dream job, and yeah, I look forward to hearing about everybody else's dream job, and hopefully some of you are actually doing your dream job. That would be great to hear. All right, thanks again, bye-bye.